by with issue and news talk. It's the Maine News Morning on the LOB Lobster Network.
It is 6:50. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Looks like another glorious day here in the great state of Maine. A little chilly for some, but perfectly fine for someone like me who loves to be cold. So, here we go. We're going to be told. What are we being told?
That wind out there,
yes,
is something else.
It's brilliant. If I could be broadcasting outside right now, that would be my choice, in short sleeves. It would be so beautiful.
You would be all by yourself.
Yes, yeah, well, that's true. I can go it alone. I know people think that I can't, but, you know, you've gone down to Florida a few times to see the fam, and I didn't go, and thank God for Starbucks at 5:30 in the morning. That's all I got to say about that. Love that Starbucks. That's good, folks. Yesterday, it's Starbucks, so we did drop by there. We were running a bunch of errands. We were scurrying around. Didi said, you know, I just could really use a coffee. And so we stopped in, and we were fooling around. I pulled up and said, hey, is this Dunkin' Donuts? And she's like, no, get out of here. She knew it was us, of course. And so we banter back and forth. Annie is just, I don't even know how to describe her. She's so fabulous. She's just extraordinary. Annie over at Starbucks, just extraordinary. Rock row. Just amazing woman, really. I mean, when we pull in the morning, particularly really early, before 6, she's just so full of energy and life, and she has a smile that lights up the room. She's fabulous. So we banter back and forth, and there was nobody behind me, just so we're clear. There was nobody behind me. I always look, because I don't want to do that. I don't want to fool around if there's somebody else who might be in a big hurry. And we weren't in a hurry because it was, you know, I don't know, it was 12 o'clock. We were here later than we thought yesterday. And the supervisor, they can all hear everything that's being said. Everyone who wears a headset at Starbucks can hear it. And we all know that. And the supervisor got on and said, so can I complete your order for you? Because I said, look, there's nobody behind me. And Annie's wonderful. And she just started laughing and said, she said, so did I get it right? And I said, sure, it's fine. But, you know, if it doesn't, it's still good coffee. It'll taste good. It's kind of like a haircut. I always tell my barber, if you get it wrong, it'll grow back. Don't worry about it. You know, it'll grow back. It always has. I mean, I'm 63 pretty quick, and it's always grown back. I don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat the small stuff. And she said, well, if you could pull around, you could tell me more about your barber. In other words, order your coffee, pay for it, and get out of here. But Annie's not like that, and neither are the rest of the people that are there. And the supervisor was being funny, just so we're clear. She was not being nasty at all. So, anyhow, we love those folks over there. Love them. They're fabulous. Reed, he's a New York Jets fan. He's traveling. We know these people. You know, we've gotten to know them. We come through the drive-thru, you know, a lot. I said to somebody the other day, they're like, you know, you could go get a Dunkin' Donuts coffee for $3 or you could pay $6 at Starbucks. And I said, you know, I've never been drunk. I rarely have a drink, which is really expensive, by the way. Drinks, if they're good ones, are very expensive. If I had 5 drinks a year, that would be a lot. It's not my thing. I've never had a cigarette in my mouth. I don't know what they cost now, $7 or $8 a pack. I don't do drugs. I've never done drugs. Doc Champy, when I was having so much trouble with my hip and he was giving me prescription drugs that everyone failed, he jokingly said, you know, Ray, if you had just done drugs like everybody else did in high school and college, you'd probably be more acceptable of the ones you're taking now. None of them worked. So my attitude is, if I want to spend $6, you know, for a cup of coffee at Starbucks because it's what I like, that's my vice. Nobody would look at you and say, wow, that glass of scotch costs $30 because it's been smoked in an oak barrel for 60 years. Nobody would say that to you. But if I happen to buy a Starbucks for $6, I'm a commie. Somebody called me a commie. They sent me a note and said, you were such a commie buying Starbucks. How can you be such a commie? I didn't know if they couldn't spell comedian or if they really meant communist. I didn't know. So when Joe Biden awarded the Bronze Star to an intelligence analyst, the Washington Post, in one of its editions, called it one of the Army's most prestigious awards. That's important. When Joe Biden awarded the Bronze Star to an intelligence analyst, the Washington Post called it one of the Army's most prestigious awards. But when it was brought out that Pete Hegseth, who is now under consideration, has been nominated to be the Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump, when it was brought out that he had actually earned two Bronze Stars, the Washington Post response was, well, you know, really, they're actually very common. I mean, I don't know how these people wake up. You know, whatever you think of me, maybe you don't even think of me at all, which is fine. There's no reason you should. But whether you like me, you can't stand me, or you don't even think of me at all, I'm consistent. And it just, it's so infuriating. I'll tell you why it's infuriating. Because the geniuses that created this country understood how critical the freedom of press was to the long-term duration of this nation. That we have a constitutional republic where we elect people to be our representative and our voice. And the geniuses, the founders, these incredible men who now people try to rip apart because they weren't perfect, as no man or woman is. They understood that a press that was aggressive and curious and honest could keep the people informed about what its government was doing as a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, as Mr. Lincoln said at Gettysburg, should be. We should know. But the, and you know, I'm going to talk to Mike Shepard about this. You know, the people in the media today, not every single one of them, but overwhelmingly, 90% of them, maybe even 95% of them, believe that inserting their opinion into a story, into what is seemingly a fact-laden story, is perfectly acceptable these days. And it would be if they acknowledged it was their opinion, but they don't. They present it as just the facts, absent bias and absent malice. I was having this conversation yesterday with someone, and I said, I often say that even though we have an abundance of information available to us, we live in an age of ignorance, and we do, I believe it. We live in an age of ignorance, and we live in an age of ignorance because people just don't know what to believe. I mean, I will say, I saw a video of something yesterday, and I thought, wow, that's amazing. And then I paused and said, well, I wonder if it's AI. A creation designed to deceive. And I've talked about it many times when those recordings, those audio recordings of Nancy Pelosi admitting that she should have done more and done better with regard to January 6th and done a better job of securing the Capitol as the Speaker of the House. For 3 days, I didn't talk about them on air because I could not determine if they were real. We finally did determine they were real, but because of the ability of AI to be used to deceive you, if that's the intent of the creator, you have to be so careful. Wouldn't it be great if the so-called journalist of this country would simply provide the facts, absent bias, absent malice, and allow you and I to decide what it means.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5.
Will help carry out mass deportation.